This is Fresh Air. According to our rock and roll historian, Ed Ward, back in the 50s, rock and roll took most of the country by storm, but it took Nashville by surprise. This is how it was.
Well, that long black train got my baby and gone.
When Elvis Presley burst onto the scene in 1954, he scared a lot of people, but probably nowhere were there more scared folks than in Nashville. Nashville was the seat of country music then, as it is now, and its record executives prided themselves on knowing what was going on. This Presley kid with his so-called rockabilly wasn't part of the plan at all. No sooner had Elvis's record started selling outside of Memphis than Nashville split into two camps. One camp was horrified. If he were left unchecked, this rhythm and blues influence could ruin country music. The other camp decided there was money to be made, and from the sound of these records, you could make it without a whole lot of skill, so it should be easy to copy. Now, Nashville's a pretty conservative town, so the big labels waited a while to see if this thing were a bandwagon or not before deciding to jump onto it. But as more rockabilly started showing up on the radio, it became clear that this wasn't a fad, it was a trend. The horrified types took the tack of trying to ban this music on country radio. This wasn't a racist issue, as some people have thought, though. There's been a strong black influence in country music since the 30s, what with Jimmy Rogers' blues and Bob Wills' western swing. No, this was an attempt to keep country music free of any kind of pop influence. But the other camp decided that imitation was the sincerest form of flattery, and that's where they blew it big time.
Well, I got a gal about 5'3". Boy, she can really make love to me. Gonna roll, gonna rock, gonna roll and rock. We're gonna rock our blues away. I wanna shave and powder and shine my shoes, get my baby and lose them blues. Gonna roll, gonna rock, gonna roll and rock. We're gonna rock our blues away.
The earliest imitations were just up-tempo country songs with a few buzzwords added, like this 1955 recording, I'm Gonna Rock and Roll by Eddie Zack and Cousin Richie. Sometimes the instrumental backing was pretty hot, like on this early Freddie Hart record, Dig Boy Dig.
If you want to live it up and drive a limousine, have plenty money in your blue jeans, and a lot of pretty women hanging on your wing, pay attention, man, you will get just what I mean. You got a dig, boy, dig, boy, dig.
But the lyrics sounded like what they were, the product of a professional songwriter out of touch with the teenagers he was courting. And then there were the really out-of-it records like Go Away, Hound Dog and You Ruin My Blue Suede Shoes. Nashville couldn't have figured out that rock and roll was a feeling, a way of life that had grown up alongside country music. Like the rest of America, Nashville thought rock and roll was a fad, and once you get past the clumsy attempts to nab a market nobody understood, you can find some charming songs. One of my favorites is by a bluegrass group, Don Reno, Red Smiley, and the Tennessee Cut-Ups, and it's called Country Boy Rock and Roll.
Just let it make a fool out of me. body rock and roll. I've been a rockin', I've been a rollin'. I guess it's some folks out of food, just let it make a fool out of me.
You know, I don't think Nashville ever figured out what rock and roll was all about. Performers who were capable of it rarely recorded any there. And when they tried to cram country singers into a rock and roll straitjacket, they sounded profoundly uncomfortable. Eventually, pop radio picked up on rockabilly and country stations stopped playing it, except for performers who fall through the cracks like Johnny Cash. Today, bands like Jason and the Scorchers and Webb Wilder prove that rock and roll in Nashville aren't oil and water after all. It became a dead issue when everybody realized there was no reason to fight. They were all on the same side.
Rock historian Ed Ward writes for the Austin Chronicle and is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.